You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Very, very tragic situation from the world of NASCAR. The news of a plane crash. Absolutely heartbreaking. Greg Biffle, his family, died in a private plane crash in North Carolina. Biffle's wife, Christina, their son, Ryder, and Biffle's older daughter, Emma. And when I say older, she was from another relationship. She was only, 14, I believe. They were among, the seven people killed when the Cessna 7550 crashed while landing at Statesville Regional Airport in North Carolina. The other people on the flight were identified as Craig Wadsworth and Dennis and Jack Dutton. First off, it's I can't even imagine the hurt that everybody's going through in the world of NASCAR. In the Biffle family, specifically, this feels like Kobe Bryant type situation again, where you've got a family. You've got Biffle, his kids, and his wife on board. And then you have other people on board the private plane. It is as tragic of a situation as you will find. But there is something in this story that, to me, breaks my heart the most. Greg Biffle's wife, Christina, was texting with her mother. Her mother, Kathy Grassu. She said that she and her daughter were texting all day long, including during the flight. And this is heartbreaking to hear. that Greg Biffle's wife, Christina, texted her mother. Quote, then she said something like, "We're in trouble. Emergency landing." And I text back, "What's wrong with the plane?" She told CBS News. Then the next thing was the SOS alert that you get from your automatic Apple phones when you have an accident or something. And so I knew that something was wrong. So her daughter texted her right before the plane crashed. And she said that she called the airport. She said that she was told that there was a fire. And she said at that point, that's when she knew that they crashed. I don't know if any of you out there listening saw any of the footage of the aftermath of the plane crash. Heartbreaking, to say the least. To see it engulfed in flames like it was. And it looked like it hit some trees before it clipped the top of the, like as it was trying to land. I struggle to talk about this because I know some of you are like, man, like, you know, you seem impacted by this. Well, number one, it's a very tragic situation. But the reason why I'm impacted is because for a daughter to text their mother that we're in trouble, imagine being on the plane and understanding that you're in trouble, number one. Like you're in harm's way and your children are with you. That's the part that just, it really, my heart hurts. Because no parent wants to live a life or be in a situation where they know that not only are they in a tremendous amount of danger, but man, your kids are with you. And I think about the mother on the other end of that phone getting that text and understanding the nature of that situation. My condolences go out to the Biffle family, to the NASCAR community. That one's going to be one that's going, people going to think about for a long, long time. I'm not sure if you saw any of the footage of the reports from this yesterday. I don't know if you saw any of the video stuff.
I've seen some of the video.
Man, that's heartbreaking, bro.
Yeah, and the thing with this is that it was an immediate thing after takeoff. It wasn't like they were coming back. They took off and immediately knew someone was around and turned back around to try to get back to the airport. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't even think they were off the ground for 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. They immediately knew something was going wrong. They circled back around and tried to get back to the airport and couldn't make it. I've known about Greg Biffle, and I saw the footage early.
And I like NASCAR. I'm a novice fan, so immediately the moment that this, I didn't have to look up anything. Like, you know who Greg Biffle is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I see the crash, the early statements about the crash. Then I hear this is an airport. It's a small airport. It's where a lot of businesses and NASCAR teams fly out of. And I said, I wonder if it's a NASCAR personality that was on the flight. And then they said Greg Biffle. I've known about Greg Biffle for years. I'm not really a NASCAR fan.
Yeah.
But when I was working in TV, I was living in Eastern Washington State, and Greg Biffle is from the Portland area. He grew up in Vancouver, Washington, which is basically, think of Vancouver, Washington to Portland, Oregon, like Hudson, Wisconsin is to the Twin Cities. It's right across the Columbia River.
Okay.
And it's counted in the same metropolitan area. And so people in that region knew who Greg Biffle was. I worked with a guy, a tech guy, at the television station who was a humongous Greg Biffle fan because of the regional tie. And so I think back to those folks in that area of the country, even though he probably hasn't lived in that area of the country for a while. But the fact that he was one of their own has to be incredibly, extraordinarily heartbreaking for that region of the country. And just knowing that it wasn't just him, but it was also his wife, it was also his two children.
Yeah, that just...
It's
so hard, man.
You talked about in the last hour, I did a headline about something good that happened to someone around here. You try to search for the good a lot of times because the bad can be just so ugly. And this was an unfortunate bad accident, an incident that was just, it shows the ugly side.
This is going to be one that sticks with me, man. And look, one of the things that you guys know about me anyway is that I'm a nervous flyer. I've always been that. Well, not always. I've been that way since college, a nervous flyer. But the things that stand out are like, and I'll never get on a helicopter. It's not something that intrigues me. I get nervous getting on big planes, big, like, 737s. So I definitely get more nervous when I get on smaller aircraft. I don't want to get into that. If I was to hit the Powerball tomorrow, I ain't doing the private jet life. That ain't my thing. Because when I feel those bumps, man, it ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? My nerves are just too bad. But my point is that I'll never forget the helicopter thing with Kobe. This one will stick with me. And the other one was Payne Stewart. That one I'll never forget. The Payne Stewart one, man, just is haunting because remember everybody was incapacitated, I think, on the flight?
Yes, they lost the oxygen. They lost, it was the cabin pressure went down, they lost oxygen, and everybody just went to sleep. And the thing was, you never know if...
Because there was a plane that ended up getting up close enough to look and see, and they saw what was happening.
Yes, they saw the windows were fogged in, they couldn't really see into the plane. People don't know to this day whether the folks that died on that plane died before it crashed or died because of the crash. They still don't know.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. So my heart goes out to the entire NASCAR community and specifically the family of Greg Biffle. All right, coming up next, we got a Jonathan Lowe scoreboard. We get to it next year on The Lake Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's a Friday night with Jonathan Lowe and Henry Lake on The Lake Show. We are hanging out here, and we got a scoreboard for you guys because we got a lot of action tonight in the world of sports. We got NHL. We've got NBA. We've got college football playoffs. We got a little bit of everything. So Jonathan Lowe, the king of the scoreboard on the weekends here at WCCO. Hey, we get a scoreboard on a Friday night. How about that? Oh, I should have asked. I don't know. Do we get high school basketball in this or what? Or no?
No. That's too many scores.
Why you hating, man?
Too many scores. That's a lot of scores.
What you mean?
That's a lot of scores to get through high school basketball.
Even the Metro? I'm talking about just the Metro.
Yeah, that's still a lot of scores to get through.
Anyway.
Your boy's got to rest his voice at some point in time. Come on, man.
That is true. I don't want to be sick.
All right. Here we go. Let's get into it. Like Lake said, it's scoreboard Friday night across the country here in the month of December, 6 days before Christmas, the NBA's day, not the NFL's day, even though the Chiefs will be playing. But they're out of the playoffs
that
anyway.
That sucks. So. Patrick Mahomes out for the year.
Yeah. Good run. Anyway, let's get to what's going on the hardwood first, because there is a local team that's going to be in action in about probably 10 to 15 minutes or so. Right now it is late in the fourth quarter, 3 minutes to go at TD Garden. Boston is up on Miami, 124-108. Derek White, 33 points to lead the Celtics tonight.
Okay.
Do
your thing, brother.
Early in the fourth quarter, 8 minutes to go at Madison Square Garden. It is the New York Knicks trailing Philadelphia 97-92. Tyrese Maxey with 25 for the Sixers. Jalen Brunson with 22 for the Knicks. It is in the early stages, just started the fourth quarter at Rocket Arena. Chicago leading Cleveland 103-99. Chicago trying to turn things back around, get back on a winning note. Looks like Darius Garland leading the way for Cleveland with 25 points. In the fourth quarter, 8 minutes to go at State Farm Arena. San Antonio all over Atlanta, 114-81. Spurs are killing Victor Wembanyama, 26 points, 12 boards. So he's doing his thing.
I like it.
And then coming up at the bottom of the hour, from Target Center, just down the street, your Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the defending champion, Oklahoma City Thunder, coming off their second loss of the season earlier this week. I'm sorry, this past weekend. They won coming back from it, but it's only been a week since they lost. They're only 1-0 after a loss so far, but they're 25-2 on the season. So Timberwolves have a tall task in front of them coming up here tonight at Target Center, and I'm sure we'll get you all the highlights in the morning. Let's go to the NHL. Wild off tonight after a very victorious night last night in Columbus. There are 5 NHL games going on right now. Middle of the third period at Amerant Bank Arena. It is Florida trailing Carolina in a rematch of the Eastern Conference Final from last year. 3-1, the Hurricanes lead the Panthers.
Hurricanes, let's go!
It is about 5 minutes to go in the third period at UBS Arena. the Islanders are being shut out by Vancouver. Vancouver got three in the first. That's all they've needed. 3-0, the Canucks leading the Islanders. Middle of the first period out at the Delta Center, the Mammoth, Utah, up on New Jersey, 1-0. Middle of the first period at Ball Arena, ball time. Colorado and Winnipeg are scoreless. And then coming up at the top of the hour, it'll be Dallas in Anaheim to take on the Ducks. Now let's head to the college football playoff. Actually, let's head to something a little bit earlier in the day.
Yeah, there were a couple bowl games earlier today. I was about to get to that, yep.
So there were a couple bowl games. Let's get to those first, get those out of the way. The Myrtle Beach Bowl, Western Michigan crushes Kennesaw State, 41-6 the final there.
Like that?
Wasn't even that close, it seemed like, through the game. At the Gasparilla Bowl down in Tampa, NC State, they win big over Memphis, 31-7. Now we get to the game in progress. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Alabama just kicked the field goal. Oklahoma took a 17-0 lead in the second quarter, making Josh Wheeler very happy.
I know. Is he nervous now?
He's a little more nervous now. Alabama's pulled off the last 10, so it is 8th-seeded Oklahoma 17, 9th-seeded Alabama 10, and again, 2 minutes before the half. Three other games tomorrow, all regarding the playoff for college football. 7th-seed Texas A&M will host 10th-seed Miami in College Station. That will be followed by 6th-seed Ole Miss hosting the 11th-seed Tulane. That's going to be in Oxford. And then it's out to Eugene for the night game. 5th-seeded Oregon taking on 12th-seeded James Madison. Now let's head to some college hoop. Got a little college hoop tonight. Got a team across the river taking on right now a big game, actually, over at Fiserv Forum, not at the Kohl Center, but Wisconsin and Villanova. About 14 minutes to go in the second half, and Nova leading the Scotty right now, 43-34. Wisconsin trying to build off a bad first half. They only had 22 points in the first half. Top of the hour, it'll be UCLA at Pauley Pavilion hosting Cal Poly. And then later on tonight, real late tonight, at Climate Pledge Arena, a battle of Seattle, the Washington Huskies, and I can't remember what Seattle is.
I don't know what Seattle is.
Seattle University. By the way, school of Elgin Baylor. That's where Elgin Baylor went to school. Seattle University. So that's coming up later this evening. Top 25, one game this evening that'll be coming on just in a few minutes here. Number 10, BYU and A.J. DeBonsa taking on Abilene Christian.
He's legit.
Taking on Abilene Christian at the Marriott Center in Provo. The women's side got a few Big Ten games on the women's side. Two of them gone final. Number 7, Maryland, gets to 13-0 with a 98-30 win over Central Connecticut State. Maryland should be 12-1. If Gophers could have handled their business.
Don't even start. I still can't believe
they lost that game.
I can't either. I was here
that night. I was getting highlights. All of a sudden,
I was watching it. Yeah.
I said, they're up 7 with a minute
they're
to go.
Nine.
Double overtime. And I look and I'm like, how'd they lose that? Anyway, we digress. Illinois, they win tonight at State Farm Center over Jackson State, 86-43. Coming up, again, top of the hour here, an old Pac-12 rivalry. Because the Pac-12 was not around. It was 3 years ago, he said sarcastically, and should still be around, but that's okay. Number 22, Washington, now a member of the Big Ten, on the farm to take on Stanford. That's a big game in women's college basketball.
Let me say this right now, though. Stanford isn't what it was.
Of course not.
Because Heather Vanderveer, you know,
Tara Vanderveer
retired.
Yes.
I believe that women's college basketball is better when Stanford is elite.
Yes. But and we'll see if they can get better this year. They're 9-2.
Yeah, they're 9-2.
So they're still
this year. Yep.
Good.
Yep.
They're just not at that top level.
Last year was the fall off, though.
You're correct. Yes. One other game in the top 25, other than those two involving Big Ten teams on the women's side. Number 12, Kentucky gets to 12-1 on the season. They defeat Wright State 96-53. There is basically an exhibition fight tonight as well. Jake Paul taking on Anthony Joshua. We won't really concern ourselves with that.
I'm going to watch it when I get home, though.
Yeah, I mean, people can watch it, but there's no stakes. There's no real stakes to it.
Is it fraudulent? Is it a real fight?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Jake Paul is never part of anything that's real.
That's true.
So why should I believe that this is going to be real?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Is it Netflix?
I'm guessing it's Netflix.
Because it's not Prime, because Prime has Prime all has the NBA stuff tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm guessing it's Netflix. Okay. So that's gonna do your it for your scoreboard. And one question we had real quick. If Alabama loses,
oh boy.
Will Kalen DeBoer become your next coach at the University of Michigan?
He might. Because Alabama fans will be ready to run him up out of there. And they can just, if he takes the, it could be one of those wink-wink things with Alabama saying, yeah, go ahead and take that job, and then you don't have to worry about a buyout stuff. Seriously.
Yeah, it might be.
But this is the question, though, and it's a real question. Where would Alabama turn to, though? That's the thing.
That was the next question. If Alabama becomes open, do they try and snake Lane Kiffin away from LSU?
No.
I would not put it above Alabama to do that. I would not put it above Lane Kiffin to think that that might be a better job.
How could Lane Kiffin talk himself into Alabama? I'm talking about, like,
I think
there's no way that he could look at the LSU people and say, I'm going to Alabama. I don't even think that Lane Kiffin's capable of doing that. Without coaching a game? He's been there 2 weeks? I don't even think he's capable of it. He's shady as hell. I don't even think he's capable of it.
I'm telling you, if Alabama comes in with another year on top of what he has now, or maybe $15 million more dollars to get him away from LSU.
That'd be dirty.
That
would be doing LSU dirty.
I am not putting it above the realm of possibility that
that would be doing LSU people dirty.
The dominoes would be luscious and delicious and completely unsavory.
And the moment he sucks, protesting in the street. Upset. All right, that's going to wrap up the scoreboard. Coming up next, today was supposed to be a bigger news day, but it's not going to be at all. We get to that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, one of the things that we thought that we might get to tonight in what easily was looking to be a massive day in this country was the release of the Epstein files. We really can't talk about it. And this is not because I can't talk to you about all the people involved, because I don't want to, or I want to protect anybody or anything like that. We got nothing. It's redacted. Heavily redacted. We got whole pages that are blacked out. So until we can't get a true grasp or assessment of this thing until we actually can go through all the volume of pages and be able to kind of really break this stuff down. But with it blacked out so much, and then we're being told that because by law, everything was supposed to be let out. They're letting it out like 100,000 pages at a time. So there's like several hundred thousand pages that isn't even close to being given to the American people. So I say all of that to say this. There's nothing really to even talk about. I will say this, though, of some of these newly released pictures. Man, if y'all don't put a camera in front of Bill Clinton and start asking him some damn questions, I don't know what y'all doing. And I've said this from day one. I don't give a damn if it's several Democrats in there, Democratic leaders, big donors. Because we know that Bill Gates, he's in it too. Like, man, investigate everybody. Ask all the questions of everybody. But there is a picture of Bill Clinton in the pool. And, bruh. But that doesn't surprise me at all. Like, am I surprised that Bill Clinton did some things with Jeffrey Epstein or was benefiting from hanging in those circles?
Was in his company.
We'll say it like that. In
a closer way than he was an acquaintance of mine.
That don't surprise me at all.
No.
No, not at all.
Paula Jones, Monica Lewinsky.
I would have been
surprised. The track record is there.
I would have been surprised if Bill Clinton wasn't in there. So there's really nothing to say about the Epstein files at this particular point.
To be honest, I'd be more surprised if everything came out than what came out today. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if nothing came out today. I wasn't expecting anything. It was a hope that, okay, maybe we'll see something that can take further action. I was highly doubting that was going to happen. I was not certain that was going to happen.
I think we're going to get some stuff eventually. But I think that the reason why, it's clear to me, the reason why we're not going to get what we want, and that is all of the information, and we don't want anything left out, is because they want to protect the Donald Trump presidency. I think that's clear. And if that means that they have to protect certain Democrats too, then so be it. I think that they are willing, I think that this administration is willing to do that. I think that, do I think that they will fully, just put it all out there about Bill Clinton? No. Because Bill Clinton will roll on everybody, I think.
Again, you have to remember, Donald Trump is not a lifelong Republican. He was a Democrat and a Democratic supporter for decades.
For the longest time.
And saw opportunity in the early 2010s. And, ooh, that's no good. ESPN, what are you doing?
Is he okay? Is Chris Fowler okay? Oh, man, did they give him a concussion test?
He's probably just talking right now. He's like, yeah, I took it like a man. You know, I took it like I was supposed to take it. By the way, cameraman backed into Chris Fowler's head on the set.
It's 17 apiece at halftime. 17-0 Oklahoma, and now it's 17 apiece.
First 17 Oklahoma, next 17 Alabama. Alabama gets a second half kickoff. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Anyway, quickly back to the Epstein files, which will probably be a quick segment. I was not thinking, because of the way that this administration has been run, especially over the Department of Justice, that we were going to get anything that was going to be actionable. The only stuff that's really been actionable has been leaked out of Congress. And that might be what it's going to take. It might be, this may be the, I'm not even sure what to call it. It's not phone tag. It's not, you know, this might be the biggest case of obfuscation followed by leaking that you've seen, I don't know, in 50 years since Watergate, maybe Iran-Contra, stuff like that. You know, even though I'm a big fan of him, Benghazi, you know, this is on that level when it comes to trying to hide all the information that people want to know about.
All right, so this is an interesting text, and I typically would lean towards what the texter's saying. The texter here from the 612 says, guys, I guarantee you Trump is in the files, and we know he's in the files. Like, Pam Bondi told him that he's in the files. His name, according to reports, he's in the files like 1,500 times his name came up. So he's in the files. We know that. But the texter says, guys, I guarantee if Trump is in the files and they release it, he won't lose his base. You're giving them way too much credit. Listen, I'm not saying that he won't lose his base, okay? I'm not saying that because I'm the same person that said earlier this week that it seems that Donald Trump, to hardcore MAGA fans, can do no wrong.
No wrong.
And literally, there was a young man that was interviewing someone 2 days ago, and he asked a guy they were near a college campus. He says, if he's in the files, would you? And he said, I don't care. So to texture to your point, you are right. But let me ask this question. What if there is a photograph of Donald Trump full on in a sexual position or a compromised position with a young girl that's irrefutable? Then what happens? Let's say this is hypothetical, that there's a photograph of President Donald Trump having sexual relations with a 13 or 14 year old girl. How does that fly?
I
back him to the wheels fall off. Back him to the wheels fall off.
There are people out there till the wheels fall off. There are people out there that, again, the fact that he said I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and I think I could get away with it. I take him at his word.
The image of him in that instance, a little bit different than him with a 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old young lady.
Again, I think I can't give you a percentage, but I know there are people out there till the wheels fall off.
What if Donald Trump was shown in that scenario I just pictured, and it's a 15-year-old boy?
There's still going to be a small percentage, but that raises more ire, I think. I think that raises...
With this base.
Yeah. excuse me.
You good.
Just overall. And that's a sad thing to say. It shouldn't be true. But I think...
It shouldn't matter the gender. We know how this plays out.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. No, I'm with you. All right. 651-461-9226. Final segment of The Lake Show next. All right. Final couple of minutes here on The Lake Show. I hope that everybody enjoys their weekend. The temperatures, it seem like, they'll be okay. Won't be, the last couple of days has been cold. Won't be as cold this weekend. Start of the week, it'll be a lot better. For me, I've got one more show before the end of the year. And then I will see you guys after the new year. Because Monday I'll be here. I'll be off the rest of next week and then the following week. So, let me do something while we're on the air here quickly. Oh, by the way, quick update. Jason DeRush is doing okay. I know the question came up because he had his, you know, he had the medical procedure earlier. I texted him.
I didn't know this, but Dan Cook had said it at the end of the DeRush, at the drive time with DeRush since he was filling in today.
Yeah. So I texted him about an hour ago, and he said he's doing pretty good. He's doing fine. Really quick, what do you think is the halftime spread for this tie game in the college football playoff between Alabama and Oklahoma?
For the second half?
Second half line.
Alabama minus 4. Because of the momentum that Alabama has.
Oklahoma minus 1.
Okay. I thought they might go with the Alabama momentum and give them, you know, a field goal, maybe over a field goal. But I can understand. Again.
I think that's a pretty good line because going into this, Alabama was favored, right? Yeah, by 1.5. So now it's flipped. Yeah, I think Alabama was favored going into tonight's game.
I'm trying to remember. I was hearing about this earlier in the week. I can't remember.
I think they were.
Yeah. I know it was 1.5. I just can't remember which team it was.
Gotcha.
The momentum's on Alabama's side, but you have to remember how they've scored. They had one legitimate touchdown drive. They got a short touchdown drive with the help of a drop punt.
Yep.
And they got a pick six.
Yep.
Alabama's points have all come on long, sustained drives.
And that's the reason why Oklahoma is favored in the second half.
I can understand that. I just figured with the momentum Alabama had, and maybe they figured out a couple of things regarding how to move the ball, that they might be favored. Because, again, that's the
brand. Is it Boomer or is it Roll Tide?
In a game of brand names, it's not as brand name as you can get, but it's just about there. Alabama is a bigger brand name than Oklahoma.
You think I should text Josh Will at Roll Tide? He would lose it. Josh would lose it.
Again with those Christmas strays. Always with the Christmas strays.
I'm texting right now, Roll Tide.
I'm telling you, man, Santa's going to find out about this. No rat is going to make sure he skips your house.
I've been naughty. Roll Tide, ?
This is why we don't text you no more.
Who's we?
The collective, all of us.
Ah. Man, let me go here.
You got 30 seconds.
I got an extra $10 in my. Thank you. I appreciate you, man. I've never lost a bet to Jonathan Lowe, and I've never lost a bet to one Josh.
We're going to rename this show Christmas Strays.
We'll talk to you guys Monday. Have an awesome weekend.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.